in as he throws. It's into the hands of the free ball of Michael Bennett. Seattle touchdown!
On Monday night, before a home crowd of over 68,000 and a television audience of 15 million, Seattle Seahawks defensive lineman Michael Bennett returned a Saints fumble 22 yards for a first quarter touchdown in their 34-7 drubbing of the New Orleans Saints. But the event also registered in the form of an earthquake. That disturbance was recorded in Seattle at the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network, of which John Vidali is the director. John, how large was this seismic event?
It's very hard to compare to an earthquake because it's a long rumble, you know, instead of a sharp pop like a tiny earthquake. But we'd guess it's about the energy of a magnitude 1 or 2 earthquake. We saw it fairly clearly on one of our instruments.
The Seahawks are 11-1, by far the best team in football right now. There must be some Seahawks fans manning seismographs for you, I'm sure.
No, I think we're the only ones. And in fact, I hadn't been watching that closely, except that, you know, it's the 2-year anniversary practically of the Marshawn Lynch Beastquake event. So with all the press paying attention, I thought I'd better take a close look and see what was actually happening at the stadium.
When I think about the idea of a man-made earthquake, I get a little uneasy. Does the Seahawks' recent success pose an imminent danger to the state of Washington?
Well, I'm not sure. I was a bit nervous, you know, especially 2 years ago when they were talking about making ever more noise with each game. And, you know, if people are organized, they can really make a building sway and when they move in unison, which does a lot more to the structures. It stresses it a lot more than people ever will.
We don't see this phenomenon during Seattle Mariners games. Why is that?
I wouldn't be surprised if the crowd was more subdued. And also our instruments aren't quite as close.
Somewhat smaller, too.
Yeah, I think they'd be smaller events, unfortunately.
The Seahawks will be in San Francisco on Sunday to play the 49ers. I wonder if you're sending your staff down to the Bay Area for research purposes.
No, the Oregon-California border is the line where it's Berkeley's territory. Berkeley would have to do the instrumentation. Actually, one of their seismologists invited me down to a tailgate party, and it'd be interesting to see how loud their crowd is. It's tempting.
John Vidali is a professor of Earth and Space Sciences at the University of Washington, and he's the director of the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network. John, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Hi, you're welcome.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. Cristiano Ronaldo is a star soccer player for Real Madrid. His team wins lots of games, and he scores lots of goals without messing up his hair. Does that mean he should open a museum to celebrate himself? He thinks so. He announced on Tuesday that he will be present on December 15th for the opening of the Cristiano Ronaldo Museum on the Portuguese island of Madeira, where the museum's chief exhibit was born. The museum will feature soccer balls, trophies, and other fascinating attractions. If the promotional photograph is to be believed, the museum will also include a photograph of Ronaldo clad only in a Speedo bathing suit that is several sizes too small. So as to leave no doubt about the significance of the subject, the photograph is 4 stories high.